الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. الله أكبر، ما انتشرت أفراح العيد في الأسر. الله أكبر، ما توثقت عرى المودة بين من اتقى وبر. الله أكبر، ما أذن مؤذن فهلل وكبر. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. الله أكبر، وهو العزيز الغفار. الله أكبر، شملت رحمته الشيوخ والكهول والصغار. الله أكبر، ما أظلم ليل وانبلج ضوء نهار. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. Dear brothers and sisters, أحييكم بتحية الإسلام، فسلام الله عليكم ورحمته وبركاته. This is the day of happiness, the day of joy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. Say to them, O Muhammad, this is by Allah's bounty and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we have to be happy. When we look at our holidays, عيد الفطر وعيد الأضحى, we will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala combine our holidays with the obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we look at عيد الفطر, we had the whole month of Ramadan fasting, standing during the night, praying for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, reciting Quran, doing ibadat. Then in the end of the month, we will celebrate our holiday because we made it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. To magnify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that He guided you, and to be grateful, to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we look at our Eid today, we did the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. We did Siyam, we did Qiyam. We prayed on time with the congregation as much as we can. We recited Quran, and this is why Allah gave us permission to celebrate our ibadat and to say we made our ibadah for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why Allah gave us today to magnify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ وَبَشِّرِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. In Surah Al-Hajj, we have it twice, one in Surah Al-Baqarah and the other one in Surah Al-Hajj. وَبَشِّرِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. The word of Bushra came with the four different kind of people. Al-Muhsinin, وَبَشِّرِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, وَبَشِّرِ الْمُخْبِتِينَ, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Only four kind of people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned them with the good, glad tidings in the Quran. May Allah make all of us among those muhsineen and mukhbiteen and mu'mineen and sabireen. Allahumma ameen. وَبَشِّرِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, give glad tidings for good doers. وَبَشِّرِ الْمُخْبِتِينَ, give glad tidings for the humble ones, or the one who hated his ibadah or her ibadah for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, gave glad tidings to believers. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, in Surah Al-Baqarah, gave good glad tidings to patients. And this is the point. We have three kind of patients. The first kind of patient, to stay firm in your ibadah for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the good example of our Sayyiduna Ibrahim, when he stay firm in his religion, worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal. And the second kind of patience, which is to stay away from bad actions. And this is a good example that Allah showed us in the Quran with the Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam, when the wife of the king of Egypt called him and she prepared herself to commit adultery with the Sayyidina Yusuf, and he responded back to her, قَالَ مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ رَبِّي أَحْسَنَ مَسْوَايِ إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الظَّالِمُونَ. And this is very good example for our youth, for our young men and young women, to take our beloved Prophet Yusuf, Joseph, peace be upon him, as an example for them in their life. When they see a lot of waves of fitan and of shahawat, of desires, bad desires, they will lower their gaze and they will control their limbs, and they will say, we will take our Prophet Yusuf as an example for me. I will not do something to make Allah unhappy with me. And this is the second kind of sabr or patience. The third one, which is to agree with your Lord with any condition that you have. If you have any calamity, if you have any hardship time, if you have any circumstance and you are not happy with that, you have to know that this is what Allah decided for you, oh my brothers and sisters. And this is a good example that Sayyidina Yaqub, Jacob, gave us. And Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam, you know, when he had a very difficult condition, but he never gave up. And this is the sabr that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran. I have few messages for myself, my brothers and my sisters today. We need to go back to our normal life with the brief messages that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help all of us out to keep in mind and to consider and to follow and to imitate and to be among good doers, insha'Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first message that I have today, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a good example about Sayyidina Ibrahim, how he submit himself completely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not him only, but his son. And this is what we need to train our children, to submit themselves, to focus, to concentrate. When they come to the time to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah gave us example, فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا, when they submit themselves completely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينَ وَنَادَيْنَاهُ أَيَّا إِبْرَاهِيمُ, we called him out, O Ibrahim, قَدْ صَدَّقْتَ الرُّؤْيَا, you fulfilled your promise or your dream that you saw in your sleep. إِنَّا كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ, subhanallah, we came back to good doers now. إِنَّا كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And this is what we need to learn from our beloved Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam. The second message, we will look at his son Ismail. When his son received the question from his dad, he did not show off. He did not say, I will do that. We need to teach our children, don't hurry up to answer and don't just jump, because you need to ask Allah's help. You need to ask Allah to help you out to stay firm in your religion. This is how Sayyidina Ismail answered the question. قَالَ يَا أَبَتِ فَعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرْ, O my beloved dad, do whatever Allah commanded you. سَتَجِدُنِي إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Subhanallah. This is الصابرين now. وبشر الصابرين. This is why Sayyidina Ismail, peace be upon him, he chose the word of patience. Don't show your muscles. Even if you are doing ibadat every single moment for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Iblis, Satan, you cannot differentiate between him and the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But look, when he acted as an arrogant person, what happened? He received the consequences of his bad intention. This is what we need to learn. Show that you are very humble and show that you are nothing without Allah's help. This is especially for our young generations. And the message after that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran about Sayyiduna Ibrahim. Because this holiday, it's related to Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam. For the Qurbani, for the sacrifice, for the Udhiyya. This is what Sayyiduna Ibrahim established. And he started, and Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam follow his footsteps, and he used to make sacrifice every single year for 10 years that he spent in Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara ala sakinha afdalu salati wa atam salam. Allahumma ameen. And Sayyiduna Ibrahim, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one condition, and he asked Allah to make lisana sudqin في الآخرين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين. This is very beautiful supplication. He asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant him a reputation of honor among later generations. This is why we mention Prophet Ibrahim's name in the most of our ibadat. Subhanallah. Why? Because he requested from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help next generations until the day of judgment to mention his name and to mention his good action until the day of judgment. وَاجْعَلِّي لِسَانَ صُدْقٍ فِي الْآخِرِينَ. This is our turn today. We need to do something for people to mention our names when we went back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to leave some good projects behind us. We need to leave some good student in our religion, our children, our offspring. Subhanallah, this is what we need to learn today. إِذَا مَاتَ ابْنُ آدَمْ إِنْ قَطَعَ عَمَلُهُ إِلَّا مِنْ ثَلَاثٍ. When the sons of Adam dies, his or her good deeds will end up except three different ways. وَلَدٍ صَالِحٍ يَدْعُ لَهُ. A righteous child. It could be son or daughter. It doesn't matter. As long as they will be pious and righteous, this is the most important condition. أَوْ صَدَقَةٍ جَارِيَةٍ. To make running charity. أَوْ عِلْمٍ يُنْتَفَعُ بِهِ. To leave behind you useful knowledge. It's not to publish the book. No, any useful knowledge for the community, for the society to learn from you, it will stay in your good deeds even after we die. This is what we need to learn from Eid al-Adha. نسأل الله جل وعلا أن يبصرنا بعيوبنا وأن يجعلنا ممن يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه يغفر لكم. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر. ما تقرب المؤمنون إلى ربهم بالأضاحي. الله أكبر. ما صدعت أصوات التكبير فواحة في جميع النواحي. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. Dear brothers and sisters, I will conclude my speech for a special advice for our sisters today. This is like Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to give them a special speech for them, and used to say, "An-nisa'u shaqa'iqir rijal." The women are sibling with the men, And my advice today for my sisters, like Al-Mutanabbi used to describe women, and he used to say, وَلَوْ كَانَ النِّسَاءُ كَمَنْ فَقَدْنَا لَفُضِّلَتِ النِّسَاءُ عَلَى الرِّجَالِ وَمَسْمُ الشَّمْسِ وَمَا التَّأْنِيسُ لِاسْمِ الشَّمْسِ عَيْبٌ وَلَا التَّذْكِيرُ فَخْرٌ لِلْهِلَالِ. This is what we need to learn. We still have some Muslims, they show disrespect for women. And this is a shameful. The woman is your mom, your sister, your daughter, your aunt, your wife. Show respect for them. Because if we have a good spouse, they respect each other in front of their children, we will have a very healthy condition for our houses. And النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, how he will resist in his life without Khadija's help. She covered him. She helped him out. She supported him. May Allah be pleased with her and all the companions of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. How Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم will continue to convey the message of Allah without help of عائشة عليها وعلى أبيها وعلى الصحابة أجمعين. الرضوان العميم. And this is the point. We need to learn. When you act with your wife, humble yourself. When you act with your mom, humble yourself in front of her. And this is what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us. And when we look at Sayyidina al-Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, radiyallahu anhu arda, he is the very famous scholar. After Sayyidina al-Imam Abu Hanifa, Sayyidina al-Imam Malik, Sayyidina al-Imam al-Shafi'i, and Sayyidina al-Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal. Do you know who raised him? His mom. His mom. And he narrated, or he told us about his story, and he said, when I was young, my mom used to wake me up before Fajr, and she used to heat the water for me to make wudu, and she used to take me to the masjid. The masjid was far away from our house. And she used to cover herself to a dress, very nice dressing, and go with me to the masjid to perform Fajr prayer when I was 10 years old. Billahi alaykum. Why we complain against our children? Did we teach them? Did we give them a chance to practice the correct religion from our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? سيدنا سفيان الثوري, he's أمير المؤمنين of حديث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. And سبحان الله, he was an orphan, and his mom raised him, and she told him, oh my beloved son, you have to learn the أحاديث of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, and I will make a self-sufficient for you. Don't worry. We might send our children to some places to work and gain, you know, experience and gain money and gain income, subhanAllah. And we forgot to send them to make a knowledge. And this is what we need to learn. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help all of us out. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala support all of us to raise our children as a pious and righteous. Say ameen. اللهم إنا نسألك يا الله يا واحد يا أحد يا فرد يا صمد يا من لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. نسألك أن تقر أعيننا بفلاح ونجاح أبنائنا وبناتنا يا رب العالمين. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذريتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا وما أنت أعلم به منا. أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر وأنت على كل شيء قدير. This is the day of joy. This is the day of happiness. Please spread happiness around you. Make it easy for your family members. Make it easy for your children. Raise them in very good environment. Help them out to stay firm in their religion. Don't force them to leave the religion. Don't force them to go astray. Don't force them to leave the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Support them. Make dua for them. Make supplication for them. Listen to them. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather all of us together in the highest level in paradise with our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jazakumullahu khayra. Taqabbal Allahu minna wa minkum salihal a'mal. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.